This is the Greek class, the second year Greek class, second semester, sponsored by the Bible for Today. It's from the Baptist Bible Institute and Baptist Bible Seminary. And this is the date of April the 21st, 1983, the 11th class. We're going to be taking the Gospel of John, chapter 17, 23 through 18, 26. Dana and Maddie, 261 to 267 on the page, and paragraph 232 to 242. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. The tape is 1064/26.
So we begin then with a word of prayer as we open that class. Dear Lord, we thank you again for this subject of Greek language, Lord. We thank you for thy word that thou hast preserved for us in this manner. We pray, Lord, as we study tonight in the Gospel of John, the latter part of 17 and the part of the 18th chapter, that thou wouldst bless us, help Ruth and Mr. Hudson as we study, and help me, Lord, also, and help us to gain from these verses the things we ought to know for time as well as eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we begin tonight's lesson, we're going to take, of course, John 17, 23 to 18, 26. I wanted to correct something that I had mentioned last week. We were talking about the chronology and the geography, you know, where they were when they did this, when they did that. And I got the thing backwards. Geography is all right, but the chronology was wrong, as I listened and thought afterwards. You see, the upper room apparently was in Jerusalem. You see, that would be east, and here's the eastern gate of the temple, you see, and somewhere in Jerusalem proper. And then they went down and crossed the Brook Kidron, going east, you see, up toward the Mount of Olives. See, like that, that's it. And across the Kidron, and then up toward the Mount of Olives, the foot of the Mount of Olives, is this Garden of Gethsemane. And that's the situation. See, of course, the week before, he had gone into Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, down the Kidron, up, and in that eastern gate, probably, for Palm Sunday. And then he had retired after the upper room. He'd gone over the Brook Kidron, which is only about a mile down, you know, up, it's not too far, maybe 2 miles, into this garden. See? And that's when they took him, got him, and went back down the Kidron again, and up, going west, toward the eastern gate of the temple. See? So that was, I got that mixed up, and I thought about it afterwards, so I thought I better correct that. So, Ruth, let's see, go right ahead with verse 23. Bill is, did he say we have this case, working on a case, huh? Okay, so let's hear 23 then.
John 17:23. Ego en autois kai si en emoi. Hena osi teteleomenoi et hen. Kai hena genoste ha kosmos ha tisu me apestelai. Kai egapetas autus katos emet egapetas.
Ego en altoi kai si en emoi hena osi teteleomenoi.
Teteleomenoi,
Hen kai hena genoste o kosmo hoti si mi ne atestela kai e kapita. I in them and you in me, in order that they should be completed one in one, and in order that the world should know that you sent me and you love them just as you love me.
Okay. 23.
This is part of the high priestly
yes,
prayer.
Yes, high priestly prayer, chapter 17, 23. Teteleomenoi, Ruth, is what?
That is a participle.
What tense would that be?
I guess 7.
Well, from teleao, though, you see, you got tete. Teleao, see. So it would be a duplicate, it would be a perfect.
Oh, I see.
It would be the perfect there.
Having been completed.
Yes, right? After having been completed and made the entire and perfected or whatever, completed. And then the genoske is what?
That is the
junk. The present, the genosko, and agapetas is what?
Agapetas.
Agapistos. Agapistos. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
apesteros. So I'll try that.
Eris
apostello, right?
Agapistos is
eris. Eris also. Okay. Right ahead. Any other comments? Question 23. The unity of the believers in the Holy Spirit. We are one, not just external, but certainly unity in the Lord. All right,
talking about the unity, mm-hmm. I received a letter from our pastor. The news what they have, the Presbyterians, the Southern with the Northern, they are working now for the union.
Right. Well, one apostate group with another apostate group is a sad thing. Isn't it? Union is not unity. It must be unity of the faith, unity of doctrine, unity of belief. That's fine. All right, 24 then, Ruth.
John 17:24. Pater, hus dedocasmoi, fellow, hela hopu e mi ego, kakenoi osi metemu, hela theorosi, ten doxon, ten eme. Hein edokasmoi hati egapetasme pro katapoles kosmu.
Father, those whom you have given to me, I will that where I am, they also should be with me, in order that they should behold my glory which you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world.
All right. 24,
Theodosian
is what?
Theodosian.
Mm-hmm. That's the subjunctive. All right. Oh, subjunctive, present subjunctive. And agapitas we had last time. Let's see. No, not agapitas, is it? Agapitas, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Same as aorist of agapalo. All right, and edokas, similar, which the Paris did. Although the kos, let's see, it looks like a perfect kos, edokas, I believe it is. Although, is that dedokas? Edokas and dedokas, I think you have to be dead for the perfect, because didomi is an irregular. Let me just see here. Edokas, what that would be. Pardon me?
I believe it's perfect. I looked
it up. Right. Edokas? Mm-hmm. Edokas. Oh, Edokas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But this Edokas?
Edokas is
Eris. And the Eris. You got that there?
Mm-hmm. Edokas
and Edokas. Yeah, with a kappa. So you can't always say that's the sign of the perfect, but many times it is. All right, that's Edokas, all right? So, now, in there theologically, 24, whom thou hast given me, see, the... they may behold my glory, the ones whom thou gavest me, dedokas moi. See, dedokas, of course, be the perfect one, and edokas, the heirs. Now, who's to say that he gave them to him in the sense of the Calvinists say, by sovereign election, so that there's no choice, no nothing, no trusting in Christ by their own faith in the Lord? Or whether or not it's, again, as we said last time, those that the Father has given to the Son are all those who trust in the Son as Savior and Redeemer. Now, those are the ones he's given to him because they want to receive him and they accept him. Now, to me, that's just as logical as saying only those that are elected the Son. So there's different ways of getting around the seeming contradiction.
This is that I have an argument with him.
Yes. All right.
I expect that in the near future I will have now more arguments with our pastor.
Yes.
I hear from other people that more and more unsatisfied.
Yeah.
As I talk with them.
Uh-huh.
So I think that he might go.
Hmm. All right. Let's go on to 25 then, please, Ruth.
John 17:25. Pater dikaya kai ho kosmos se uk egno ego de se egno kai hutoi egnoson hotisi me apeste last.
Righteous Father, the world also did not know you, but I knew you, and these have known that you sent me.
All right. So Ignotissa, Miss Walker. Ignotissa, that's in the middle there. This would be a 25, I'm sorry. I got the wrong. Egno and egnon are what? And egnoson. That's what it is.
Egnon,
they're all air from ginosko, aren't they? The verb to know. Apostelos, of course, heirs. Apostelos, the shortened root in different stem styles and changes the stale. Apostelos. Alright, so the thought there is that these have known that you sent me. That's important that he didn't come just as a human being, but he was the God's Son from all eternity. Very important to me. Alright, verse 26 there. Notice he's called Dikaya, holy, or I mean, yes, righteous Father. And he's called holy earlier, remember last week? Hagia, right? Hagia. I think that's the only place that he's referred to as Holy Father. And he's the only one that should be addressed as Holy Father, not the Pope or anything like that. But this is righteous Father. And it's in the evocative Dikaya, isn't it? All right, 26.
John 17:26. Kai ignorisa autois to onomasu. Kai ignoriso. Hena he agape. Hen egapisas me. En autois. E. Kago en autois. Kagan.
Let's see. Kai, wasn't it?
Okay, and I have made known to them your name and will make known, in order that the love which you love me should be in them and I in them.
All right. There's my ignotus again. What is that now?
Heirs.
All right. And I don't know the gnorizo, to make known. Just gnorizo, huh? And gnoriso is what? Gnoriso.
That's the future.
Future of gnorizo, right? Just the S-O for the idzo is ordinary future, and the A is present active subjunctive of A-me. Mm-hmm. That they might be, that they might know. Make known my name. Alright? And I will make it known. Any other questions on verse 26?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. The Lord Jesus, he being there both, he is the only one which is treating them like, should I say, the boss, how he's treating the employer, the
employee.
The alternate, how can I say, the alternate, how is
subordinate.
The Lord Jesus is treating him like brothers, like that he is the Lord, he is their Savior.
That's right, very close relationship, isn't it?
Very close relationship.
Though he is their Lord, definitely, but yet he's very much part of them and they're part of him.
But, say, comparing this with the life relationship, I did not met. Such a relationship between
human beings.
Human beings.
Yes, very important. Very interesting. Divine.
The boss always is bigger.
Yes.
And expects the respect and so on and so on. Yeah.
Well, this boss is bigger too. The Lord Jesus is bigger and he expects respect, but it's the difference. He treats him very gently.
See, this is what.
Right. Especially those who love him and serve him. When they get out of line, though, he knows how to correct them. He knows how to tell Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, and so on. So on. Notice also it's that the love that which you wherein you love me might be in them and I in them. See, there's the indwelling presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as well as the Holy Spirit. Of course, God the Father in other portions of John. Any other comments on this before going on to 18?
Not long ago, I talked with somebody and, he said, show me God. Well, I said immediately that he's an atheist.
Right.
I say, well, I cannot show God, but I can show the universe, everything. What is? Somebody has to rule the stars, they are not crashing together. they have their core, they have the law of gravity, they have the other laws which we don't know. And especially about this, my relationship with him, I'm talking with him many times today.
Yes, well, that's true. We have proof because we know it. All right, 18:1 then, please read.
Well, John chapter 18. John 18:1. Dr. Apon, how Jesus, excelsa sun tois mathetais, autu peran tu kemaru ton kebron. Hapu ein kepos eis hon eithelten autos kai hoi mathetai autu.
Having said these things, Jesus went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he went and his disciples, he and his disciples.
Okay, he went and his disciples.
Seems to me there is no water.
Now, you mean now, brook Kidron. Yes, this other... suggests the meaning that is a winter stream. See, there's a brook, and if it is a winter stream, maybe it only is flowing in the wintertime. See, that's possible, because we went in the summer and it was dry. The Kemaru, Kemaru, see what that might give.
Oh, that's what it says. The stream flows in winter, but it's dry in summer.
Oh, is that it? That's mm-hmm. the very word. Uh-huh. So that's apparently what that would mean, Kemaru. So, that's why there's no water in the summertime, and it's just a dry bed, which is what we saw when we were in the summer. All right, and this 18:1, of course, aorist of lego, and exhalthen aorist of exerpamine, ain is the imperfect of amy. I guess the verbs are all right there. Any other comments on that then? And the garden is what they call in the other gospel the Garden of Gethsemane, probably the same garden undoubtedly, and that's where Judas came to take him. Any other questions or comments on that? Alright, so they just went maybe about a mile away, mm-hmm. or a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles at the most, down the hill from the eastern gate of the temple, or the golden gate, facing, it's the eastern gate, in other words, it's east, but it's facing, let me see here, facing east, but if you look at it from Mount of Olives, you're looking west, going down that ravine and then up the hill to this garden. All right, verse 2 then, Ruth.
John 18:2. Eide de kai Judas, para dedus auton, ton topon, hoti polakis, sinechthe ho Jesus, eke, metaton matheton autu.
All right, Ruth.
But Judas, the one who betrayed him, had known the place because many times Jesus and that had been gathered together, gathered
especially more or less had assembled there. From Agro. Many times has led his or gathered he Ago is to lead and soon to lead with, therefore he had taken a number of them with him there to that place. Sinai.
But that the Lord had been gathered
many times the others were gathered by the Lord Jesus, had the others gathered. I think that's probably the sense of the
expression.
All right. So the betrayer here, prior to Deuce, the one who betrayed him, knew the place, and he had known the place, Ede, and of course, Oida being the perfect, although it's translated like a present, so Ede, the true perfect, would be translated just like past, usually, although you could put the had on there. It is true perfect, and prior to Deuce is what we.
That is the
participle. Mm-hmm.
Present,
huh? The one probably about to betray him. That probably would be the
process.
His wife said he was in the process of betraying him through the police. He shall then, of course, be heirs. Any other comments, questions on two? All right. Let's see how the betrayal takes place then in three.
John 18:3. Haun Judas labon ten speran kai ekton archigeraon kai pharisaion hyperetas ekatai eke meta phanon kai lamparo kai hoplon.
Having taken, probably, to the heirs,
the heirs
part.
The band, what
was it? The group. Mm-hmm.
And officers?
Probably Kai Kais, both of those and of the others. Oh. See? Probably, group. Kai Kais.
Both of the, of officers, both of the high priests and the Pharisees?
Yes, I think that's right.
Is coming there with torches and lamps, and are that both with torches?
That's right, torches and lamps.
Lamps and weapons.
And weapons, Weapons, that's right, hoplon. Right, the panoply.
The fight for the soldiers, aren't they?
That's right, and the panoply is all armor. They're going to do the panoply of God, the whole armor of God, and that's panoply is the armor. So, Labon is what? Eris, Lombano, and Erkatai versus President Zagaya. So they had the torches and they had the lamps and lanterns and something to see by, and then they had their weapons in there. They thought there may be some opposition. They wanted to be sure to apprehend the Lord. There was no battle, it was just he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and in this instance, Peter was rebuked for his swordsmanship, wasn't he? All right, four figure.
John 18:4. Jesus un eros panta ta echomena epauton. Exelthon epen autois sina zetete. John.
All right.
Jesus then, knowing all things coming on him, everyone else, or is that going out?
The Adon too probably was the
Exelthon.
Where are we here?
Four.
Knowing all things. Exelthon. See, that would be your heirs. See, so it'd be your past probably. Having
fun. He said to them, "Whom do ye seek?" They answered him, "Jesus."
I think that's the next verse.
Oh.
I think so. All right, Jesus. Probably eidos in that case could be knowing is all right from oida, but it could be having known also all things, or knowing all things, either one, which is coming upon. Now there's his, what attributes of deity?
Omniscience.
There it is. And he didn't have anybody have to tell him or lecture to him or give him some insight. As some of the modernists say, he had great insight. No, he had more than insight. He had divine knowledge and divine omniscience. So, he asked, "Who do you see?" Except on those errors, so having gone out, he said. Any other comments on that, Ruth, for question? All right, number five, please.
I'm 18:5. Apikrithesan auto Jesun ton Nazaraion lagi autois ho Jesus ego emi hesteke de kai Judas ha paradedus auton metauton.
All right.
They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus is saying to them, "I am he." But Judas also, having the one betraying him, having stood.
No, not having, just stood, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. He stood.
That's not the year.
The hestekate has to be hestekon, hestekos, or something. But see, this is the third person singular on that. Hestekate. Apokrithesan, of course, would be your heirs passive, and Hesteke would be your blue perfect of histene, you see. So it's really, he had, let's see, what is our form here? Five, is it? Hesteke, right, that's right, Hesteke, that's correct, that is the blue perfect. So he might say he had taken his stand by them, or he had stood by them or with them. So he is the betrayer, the one that's about to betray, and the one who's betraying, and that's the present tense, isn't it? Prior to this, as I said before, in the participle. All right, any other comments, questions on that one? I am he. That's the I ams of the Old Testament, is I am. He understood there, and the Lord uses.
Really, the I am I? Is
yes, I suppose understood. I am I. I am he. It's just the regular, you put the he just for completing it, but the I am. Just I am. Like that's the name for God, is in the Old Testament. Tell him, I am a sent you, as Moses was told. Mm-hmm. All right, verse 6.
John 18:6. Hos un epen autois, hoti ego emi, apelthon, esta episo, kai epison, kamai.
Is that it?
John?
Yeah, that's it.
Then, as he said to them, I am he, they went back. They went back and fell to the ground.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But they went backwards. They fell backwards. Okay. Fell to the ground. All right. So here was another display of deity, wasn't it? The power of God just dazzled. They were falling down. Almost God smote them. Down there. Eight pen, of course, there is up. Apelthon, heiress of Apherchamai, Epison is what it is. Epison.
That is the heiress of
Pipto. Pipto, right, to fall. All right, heiress of Pipto. Are there any other questions or comments on 6? All right, 7.
18:7. Palin un autus, eperotese, tina zetete, hoide apon, isun ton nazoraion.
Right.
Then again he asked them, whom do we seek? But they said, Jesus the Nazarene.
All right, that's 7 of them. Eperotis then is what?
That must be
Arotao, so that the heiress of Arotao, the stigmatic heiress, first heiress. And Zeteta?
Present
of Zeteta. All right, Napon, of course, there's the Lego. All right, they asked again, whom do you seek? And he said, Jesus. He asked again, and they said, Jesus of Nazarene, Nazarene of Nazareth. And, of course, Nazareth was way up, wasn't it, north. Nazareth, Galilean. And that was probably 50 or 60 miles north of Jerusalem. So that's his place of early life. All right, any other question or comment on 7? Let's move to 8 then, please.
John 18:8. Apocrite ho Jesus, apon humane, hoti ego emi, eun eme, zetete, afete tutus, hupagen.
All right.
Jesus answered, I said to you that I am he. If then ye are seeking me, let these go away.
All right. That's 8. Apithe is the aorist passive of Alpinema. Apon's the aorist of Lego, rather. Apithe is what it is. Apithe.
Is that the. I'm trying to think of the word now.
The root is Aphiemi, and this is the. I'll describe what it does.
The word is you tell somebody to do.
Okay, this is an imperative.
That's the word.
That's right. Yeah. Aorist imperative is an apete. Apiemi. And hupagin?
That looks like an infinitive.
Right? Present infinitive hupago. Right, present infinitive. And let these go. And notice the allow them, that particular word of apiemi requires the infinitive to complete its meaning, so that's how they have allow them, in other words, allow these to go away. Are there other questions or comments, honey? He didn't want them harmed anyway, if they're after him. All right, verse, now usually when people come to take, they take the leader and they take a lot of the followers, don't they? They get rid of all of them at once. That's why a lot of them forsook him and fled, I think. And they wanted, they were fearing for their life. Our verse 9.
John 18:9. Hena pleirothe, ha logos, ha lepen, ha te hus dedokos moi, uk apolisa, ex auton, u dena.
All right.
In order that the word should be fulfilled, which he said, those whom you have given to me, none, I have lost none of them, out of them.
Mm-hmm. I have lost none, nothing and none. All right, that would be...
Apolessa, is that the same as the perdition, the son of perdition?
Yes, it is. Apolessa from Apolumi. That's right. Your heir is Apolumi, the son of perdition. And that was twice used, wasn't it? That play on words last week. I've lost none but the son of lostness, the son of perdition. I've perdition, not something. So that's what it is, the one that is perishing. That doesn't mean that you're going to be vanished completely or done away with or, you know, disintegrated, as some people teach, you know, the soul sleeping, no hell, and they're destroyed. Apolemy, we're perished in the sense that we're no longer in existence. But it means qualitatively we will be suffering eternal hell and fire and punishment, and that's like perishing, always in the process of perishing, but you never get perished. See, that's what that word apolemy first thing. All right, let's see, that was 8, wasn't it? No, it was 9.
Speaking of something happening to them in this world, he wasn't speaking of the next world.
No, that's right. That's right. You're right. This son of the parish, in other words, have lost their life in that sense, right? And pleirothe is what?
It's a subjunctive.
All right, it might be completed or fulfilled. Pleirothe. There is passive, isn't it? Might be passive or subjunctive. Dedokos is what there?
Perfect.
Did it mean? Apolisa, said it heiress, and then apolini. Apolisa. All right, so he didn't want any of them to perish because it was written in Scripture that they none were lost, except the son of perdition is the only one that he was lost to start with. Wasn't it? All right, any comments or questions on that? I take the long verse 10.
John 18:10. Simon un Petros, echon machairan, hilkusen autain, kai epaise ton tu archigereos dulon, kai apekopsen autu, to otion, to lexion. John?
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and hit.
Hit
servant of the high priest and cut his right ear.
Mm-hmm. Otion, otoscope, we have that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
The otoscope. Otolaryngologist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there almost otolaryngologist? I don't know. High ear, nose, and throat. All right, so Peter wanted to defend, and the Lord did not want him to. Helkusen is what?
Drew it.
So you pull out of the draw from Helkuo.
Okay. Is that Aristotle?
That is Aristotle. Helkusen. That's the
that's
first Aristotle.
Same word that no man can come unto me except to follow the
drawing. Drawing, yes, it is. Helkuo, that's right. Drawing. The drawing power. And I think the drawing power is at the cross. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Same word there too. See, and that's the drawing of the sword, the pulling and drawing of the cross or of the sword. And epaisen is what it is. From pio, epaisen.
Is that the imperfect
thing? No, it's an error. That's a good guess. It could be imperfect. Epaisen. Yes, and yes, it is. The augment is the same. The only difference is you've got the sigma. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Epien. See, epien would be the other. But epicen, the stigmatic first error, said to be your guess there. Apekopsen is what it is.
Apekopsen.
All right. Apokopto, to cut off. And aim is what? Aim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 10. Is that in the last part there?
Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. That's right. Ein de'onoma, I guess it is.
Dexion last?
I think Dexion was the last one. Yeah, we got that in the next one. I'll cover that next. So, he cut off the ear. As many have speculated that he aimed for his head.
This part should go with the 10th verse, at least in this verse. And 11 start with 8
then. Yes, it looks like it. Well, maybe you're right. Let me hear it.
18:11.
No? Mm-hmm. 18:11. Apparently, those see of the verses divided in the translation. 18:10? Oh, boy, you're right. Yes. Yes, I don't know. How did I get that? Maybe. Let me see my 10. Let me see here. 10. Let me see what he just cut off the right ear. The service name was Malchus. Oh, I made a mistake on that. I should have gone on. It's not the right division. No, it isn't. All right, let's go to the next division.
Epenun ho Jesus pro Petro bale.
Oh, boy. Don't tell me I left that out there.
I don't remember what it was there or not.
Ten macha.
Let me see.
Kai epaisa ton tu archihereos dulon. Kai apekopsen au tu to otion to dexion. John?
Oh boy, I left that out sometimes. I wish I hadn't learned that. That's terrible. Let's see, so let me put a mark there. Yeah, see, because there's a period there, and then when I took 11, I just started with that 8 pen, and I stopped at a period and started at a period. Oh, that's too bad. That's a drastic error there. All right, 10, let's see, I said. Trying to see where I should, I guess, starting with Ain, right? Ain de onoma de malakos. All right, I'm going to put there. Omitted. All right, I'll have to go back to get that. All right, go right ahead. We didn't finish it.
18:11.
I take 11.
Epenun ho Jesus pro Petro bale ten machairan su estein stekein. Ta paterion ha deroke moi ho pater ume tio auto.
Okay, and translate that phrase to be eliminated also.
But the name of the servant was Malchus.
It's butter and either one of them. That was Malchus, all right? And that ain, of course, would be imperfect, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead with 11.
Then Jesus said to Peter, thrust your sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I never drink it?
Mm-hmm. Expecting. You don't know what answer. Who may, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who or may?
Strong
name. Who may is strongest, isn't it? Bala is what?
That's the
why do I keep
forgetting that word?
Imperative.
Yes,
I don't know. Imperative is somewhat different, distant, yeah? Maybe you don't like imperative.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
It is an imperative, all right? Categorical imperatives on the frequent. That's the bala aorist, isn't it? Of a balo, the throw, the cast, to put, mm-hmm. thrust, to, you know, put it right back into the sheet. Let's see, that was 11, was it? And
yeah.
Dedokan, of course, is a perfect epitome. Pio is what?
It's
subjunctive. What tense? From pino. Pino,
okay.
Pio. Pino, Pio. All right, so the Lord was ready to drink that cup of the cross, and he knew this was a part of the plan of the Lord, so he didn't want his servants to fight. He could have said in another place to 12 legions of angels he could have sent to deliver, but he did not want to do that. All right, any other comments or questions on that? I'll take 12, I'm pretty sure.
John 18:12. Heun spera kai ho keliakos kai ho huperetai ton judaion sun elabon ton yesun kai edesan auton. John?
Okay.
Then the band and the keliak, what's that?
Ruler of a thousand, probably the centurion, and outside centurion, I guess keliak, ruler of a thousand, the captain.
The,
officers.
Mm-hmm. Officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him.
All right, took him and bound him, huh? That is an outcome. All right, and that was 12 on the Sunelabon as well.
That's the
heirs. Heirs to Sulabo, Sulambano, it is called Sulambano. It's the N changes, the new changes, the lambda, double lambda, Sulambano, and Edison is what.
That is the
heirs. Heirs to Deo, Deo to bind. Deo to bind, all right. And Sunelabon, I guess, the heirs, isn't it, lambda? We just said that. All right, so they bound him and took him. They didn't have to bind him. He would have gone peacefully, but that seems to be what people do when they put him under arrest. Don't they? A lot of times they put handcuffs on him so they don't escape and run away as they're going down. I don't know whether we know the time of day. They had torches, so I think it would be night, huh? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you? They wouldn't have torches in this.
Sometime, either this one or next week, it said, and it was morning, didn't it?
It was morning.
Seems like a day.
Maybe early in the morning. Maybe before the light.
We're looking at the word for morning, that's
fine. Yeah, maybe so. All right, any other comments or questions there? Move on to the next one.
18:13. Kai apegagon aton pros ana proton. Eingar pentaros to kai yafa. Kos ein archiherus to eniau to ekenu.
All right.
And they, is this imperfect? We're leading him away?
Ap-egagon. That would be the perfect, see. Ago, egagon. Apsmai, egagon.
And they had led him away?
Yeah, I think that would be the case. Let me see, that's 13. That's heirs, egagon. That is heirs, yeah. That's a different form. It's ago, apsamai, adon, and agagon is the heirs. It's just different. Looks like a duplication, therefore I assumed at first it was perfect. But they just simply let me, huh?
All right. Toward Anna first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year.
All right.
Of that year.
So they let him to... I don't know why they picked the father-in-law, but apparently that was part of their customs, part of their Jewish customs. All right, any other questions coming on 13? All right, 14.
John 18:14. Ein de Caiaphas, ha symbuleusas tois judaeis, hoti sumferi, henna anthropon apolestai huper tu lau.
All right.
But Caiaphas was the one who counseled.
About our aunt, see, you don't see. Sometimes we learn, couldn't be adversative usually, but many times it's just connective and aunt.
And Caiaphas
Or sometimes they could say now. Now Caiaphas, remember the sort of the now, just that type of thing. All right, go ahead.
The one who counseled together with the Jews that it was profitable or expedient that one man should.
That's the word for perish. Hmm?
To perish the nation.
All right.
People.
Okay. People.
Same thing as
the
perish that the Lord said,
not to perish out of them. That's right. No, should not perish. I follow me. Now, the other text, apparently, in this verse 14, has got apophanein. See, apophanesco, to die. But let me see what this one is here. See, that's 12, is it?
No,
14. 14, all right. Let's see, that's near the end, isn't it? Yes, apolestai is the received text there. The footnote on this, let me see, apolestai. This footnote looks like C. Looks like apathanis, Lachman, Titchenberg, Fergalis, and Alfred. But the should perish. And apolemi, let's take a look at that. That's playing a very important part in this whole Gospel of John, isn't it? Up other means. See what that means here. Yes, page 45. To destroy utterly, to kill, to bring to naught, to make void, to lose, to be deprived of, to be destroyed or perish, to be put to death, to die, to be lost or to stray. So that's right. And apoleia is consumption and destruction, waste, profusion, destruction, state of being destroyed, eternal ruin or perdition. See? So that's the son of perdition and ruin. So that's basically what the die is part of it, isn't it? And that's why, of course, when he said, none of you is lost, save the son of perdition, he would mean the same thing, wouldn't it? None of you has died, physical, mm-hmm. not necessarily the spiritual end of it. But, all right, let's see, that was 14, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, notice, Ruth, the anthropon, even though it's the one that can be used for male or female, it's this man, of course, this person is a human being, but he certainly was a man, mm-hmm. and so that's... they use many times as for male, even though it can have that ambivalent use in some contexts. All right, 15.
John 18:15. Ekaluthe de to Jesu, Simon Petros, kai alos matetes, hoda matetes ekenos, ein gnostos to archiere, kai sun eselte to Jesu, estein alein. To
all right.
Now, Peter followed Jesus, Simon Peter followed Jesus, and the other disciple.
Notice the alos of the same sort, instead of hedos of a different kind, right? Alos, same kind of disciple, equal rank.
And the other disciple was known by the high priest. And he went in with Jesus into the court of the high priest.
All right. 15. Ekolute is what? From akolutheo. So ekolute. Akolutheo.
That
looked, could be, but it's imperfect in this case because mm-hmm. you got the... ekolute, akolutheo. See, it's the same stem, and so just have the augment. The A is raised by syllabic augment to the Eta, and so it could be Irish, but it would be imperfect. So he was following, if there was a following, soon a sailten as well. Soon a sailten. That is Irish, soon a sailten. And so this following of Peter, sometimes it says in Scripture, follow far off, isn't it? All right, to the court. And we saw different places they thought it was the court where he was tried. So who knows what the exact spot is. At least they've got one mapped out in Jerusalem. They got several of every spot, in fact, depending on who you talk to. All right, verse 16.
John 18:16. Hode Petros, hesteke proste dura, exo, exelven un homatetes ho alos. Hos ein glossos to ahigare, kai epe te firoro, kai es egage ton petron.
All right.
But Peter stood out by the door, towards the door. Then the disciple...
Or near the door, sure, towards the door, by the door, mm-hmm.
Then the disciple, the other disciple, went out, the one who was known by the high priest, and spoke
by the high priest or to the high priest, either one, all right, and spoke.
And spoke to the doorkeeper and led in Peter.
All right, so that's nice. John is apparently the one that knows him and led in Peter. All right, 16. Exhale then from Aris to the circle.
Actually, they always. They had to come to the group who had been closer to Jesus.
Right.
And Peter came to John, but he is the best.
Right. Right. He's Agagon is what we're Agagon. Just by way of review.
Is that the
Aeris? That is Aeris. Yeah, I see Agagon. We've met that member before. That was a funny form, the Aeris form of H. Ago. All right, and so John knew, and they opened the door for Peter to come in. Any other comments, questions on number 16? All right, 17, I think.
John 18:17. Lege un he paideske he thiroras to petro me kai su ekton matheton e tu anthropu tutu lege ekenos uk he me. John 8.
All right.
Then the girl, the doorkeeper, is saying to Peter, were you not of the disciples of that man? I'm expecting a negative answer.
Mm-hmm. Certainly not true. You certainly weren't one of those, were you?
Then that one is saying, I am not.
All right. Or that one, or just plain he, yeah, as the one that's used for that. All right, so that expects a negative answer. Now, which would that be easier to answer no to than the ooh, Ruth, you think?
Sure.
Sure. Because, you see...
You have to go against the grain.
That's
there.
Right. You just say, it's certainly true that you're not one of these artists.
You could even say,
uh-huh.
You could even say, uh-huh, and
yeah,
it's been all right.
That's right. It's just a very easy way, and this is an interesting thing. You notice the second question is may, and the third question is ooh. You notice, I don't know whether you noticed that, as they come along, the third denial is ooh. Finally, they really make it, you're definitely one, aren't you?
Yeah.
And he still denied.
Mm-hmm.
He made it easy for him twice.
Mm-hmm.
May, and then ooh. All right, let's see, that was 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like A and A, I guess we got the verbs pretty well there. Huh? All right, go ahead with 18, I presume.
18:18. He stikisan de hoi duloi, kai he huperetai anthrakian, pepoi kotes hoti psychos ein, kai ether minon pa, ein de metauton ho petros, hestos, kai thermain nominos.
All right.
And the servant had stood, and the officers had made a fire of coals or whatever.
Anthracite is from that, isn't it?
Because it was cold and they were warming themselves. But Peter was standing with them and warming himself.
All right. So 18:8. Sticky sound is what
it is.
Sticky sound.
That's
got to
be easy. Hey, sticky sound
is... No. It's actually pooper. Now, here's how you tell me.
Yeah.
Histimi, a caisson. I believe the kappa epsilon iota is a hint for the pooper of it. The kappa is sometimes the clue for the perfect or imperfect. Not always, though. But sticky sound. Okay. Now, similar to histike we had before, histike was the pooper, if you remember. Where it said they had stood, or what, he had stood, Judas had stood with them, with the other people.
Yes, and now Peter standing.
Right, he's standing. You know, that's something just the same thing as Judas. Very good, same word. Pepoi kotes is what?
Having made, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm, from poia. Oh, and the kappa there gives it away, plus the reduplication, pepoi. All right, and then efer minon top, that's what.
I think it's the middle.
It is middle, definitely middle. On top of the secondary ending, as we call them, a thermino. And what tense would that be? Thermino.
Would that be imperfect?
Imperfect, because that thermino. There's no change in the stem. The stem is the same, just the augment, eh? And that's imperfect. They were continuously warming themselves. It must have been very cold. And hestos is what? As
participle.
As participle. What the tense? Well, this is the perfect. This has to be perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah, perfect participle. Hestos, the os ending.
There's
gives
no
it away.
Duplication and there's no comma.
No duplication, no. There's no comma. It's nothing. It's just histemi is an irregular, very irregular verb. But the os, normally you have kos on the end. Let's take a look at our
verb. Is it a participle?
Yeah, it is a participle, right. On page XIV, Roman numeral, let's see, XV, you see, that would be the 15, under perfect, you see the participle there, let's see, is can I, participles, Yes, Lelukos. You see here, the very bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
Lelukos. Lelukia. Lelukatos, Lelukia, Lelukos. Now, in this case, the kappa is missing, but you got the os still. So, you see, that's where you get that participle. So, having stood would be a good translation of that, histos. All right? That's 18, and terminominos is what?
He was warming himself. That's present tense, isn't it?
That is present middle of the minor, huh? Yeah, he is warming himself continuously, present tense. All right, any other questions on 18?
You have perfect, having stood, and then you have the present, and is warming.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, you got the historical present, and the present present, and the progressive present, all different kinds of present. So,
not so much time as the action.
I think it's action.
Warming himself.
That's right. He's continuously warming himself. And also, you know, you go back in time. Here's John writing about it, and here's the person living through it, you see. And as you see that, you see that he is warming himself. That's what your eyes see if you're an eyewitness. As you're writing about it, you say he was warming himself. He put it into the imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual on-the-spot eyewitness account, of course, John was. He was an eyewitness. Look, he is warming himself. You know, he puts himself right into the action. So, but we can shift this action by the use of a historical present, you know, one of the different present forms in Dana Valley, and then we can make it, and he was warming himself, is all right. All right, any other comment or question?
Is it kosher to say when you have a present tense verb to translate it, he is continuing to?
Yes.
Whatever.
Excellent. He is continuing to do something. Because in the present, that's one of the most usual uses of that present tense.
As in, when it talks in the first John about sin, it doesn't continue sinning.
That's right. I think that's the best. On page 182, the regular use of the present, the progressive present, the 182, the first use of that, see. In the sense of description, existing results, or duration, see. So that would be, that's the most fundamental regular use that it has. And the second, the customary present, every house is built by someone, a custom. An iterative present, 184, I die daily, I continue to die, that's certainly. Now the special uses, that's where we get into the aoristic present. Jesus Christ heals these, sort of like a point action. The futuristic present, the Son of Man is delivered, means and will be delivered. And the historical present, when it was evening, he comes with the 12, meaning he came with the 12. See, it's eyewitness would say he comes, but looking back, it's historical. Tendential present, which of these do you have a tendency to destroy me? Now, I think Judas was intending to have a tendency to betray him, see, prior to Deuce, remember? He was about to betray him, static present, perpetually existing from the beginning. So, these things, yes, I think that's very good to continue to do, and that's why you have that good exegesis in 1 John, and properly so, that you don't continue to sin, at least not without a hard, sore conscience about it, at least. All right, any other comments on it? All right, 19, please.
John 18:19. Ha un archigeraus, erotese, son yesun, periton mateton autu, kai peri tes didaches autu.
All right.
Then the high priest asked Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teaching.
All right. 19. Right? He asked him concerning his time and his teaching. He did that case. All right, 20.
John 18:20. Apocrite auto ho Jesus, ego parecia elalesa, to cosmo, ego pantote, e didaxe, ente synagoge. Kaento hiero, hapu pantante ho Judaioi, sun erchontai, kaen crypto elalesa uden.
All right.
Jesus answered him, I spoke openly in the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where always
always
the Jews always we're gathering, coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And I said nothing in secret.
All right.
Secret.
I said nothing in secret. Or secretly, yes.
That's what it's
going to aim at. That's right. In secret or secretly, right. All right. That's 20. And Lalika is what?
That's ears.
Well, from Laleo, see? The Lalika, it looks like it might be, but you got the Lel. See, you got the reduplication plus the capital, see?
Okay,
so that would be your perfect. That would be Lel Lalika, Laleo, you see? Uh-huh, I have spoken. And I did duck stuff. I did duck stuff, that's what?
Would that be
perfect then? No, that would be rare. See, didaxco, and a didaxa. See, to be the perfect, I think you have a dead duck, the dead root. See, but the dead root looks like it would be almost in the perfect, but the
didaxa.
You didaxa. Have
two verbs together
there. A didaxa, you see, that's your aorist, and of course the sigmatic aorist, the didaxco, aksa, that would be with your sigma. So this is I have spoken. I mean, I taught.
I thought I looked that up and that was
there. Well, that is there.
I am my philosophy. He calls me once, and I cannot reach the phone. If you really need me, we'll call again.
You call again. That's right. So, that's a different textual picture. That's the reason. So, I was Elalisa. Let's see, that's 20. Elalisa, tripped up by Wesker and Horace, right. Yeah, Elalisa, which, of course, is your heiress. That's no question about that with a sigma. Yes, Ruth. So, the two heiress right together, Didaxa, and so on. Okay. Shall we go then to Sunerchantai? Of course, is the president of Sunerchantai. Elalisa is what? Elalisa. Heiress also of Laleo. Okay, all right, Ruth. Well, I'm glad you stuck to that, and that's the reason, because a different text is certainly a different word. All right, verse 21 then, please. You notice he had everything openly, nothing hidden, nothing secret. He wasn't a member of a secret society, and parecia boldly and openly and publicly. All right, 21.
John 18:21. Time eperotas. Eperotes on tus. Ake kootas ti elalisa autois. Ide hutoi oidasin ha epon ego, John.
Why ask me? Ask the ones who have heard,
Let's see, horizon, yes.
Ake
kootas, yeah, have heard, perfect.
What I said to them, behold, they know. What I said.
The things that I said, or what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 21, that was erotas, is the present of erotas, isn't it? Erotesan is what?
Is that the imperative?
That's right, erotesan. Ask them first the heiress, it's heiress of erotas, akekotas. Kotas is perfect. Perfect participle, akuo, and ide. And behold, from horao, to see, aorist imperative. Right? Oidasin is the perfect of oida. All right, so ask them, Zibide, see if what they've, my teachings are, just ask those that have heard me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 22 then. What's that?
I observe here, as I read in other books, one is the art school volume, which is the Pilatus Carta. The Pilatus Pilate Reports, I prefer to call them in Latin. Pilatus gave a report to the Roman Senate. And he said that he had continued his spy behind Jesus.
His spying?
Yes. He had his spies. The high priestess despise and the Sanhedrin.
Mm-hmm. That's undoubtedly true. All right, let's see, is 26 with the Ruth?
No.
22, okay.
18:22. Tauta de autu epontas
Kings ton huperaton pareste kos edoke rapesma to Jesu epon hutos apokrene to archihiere.
These things, is that said? From apon to say, Lego, huh? Apon.
Having said these things. What's
after of him? Yes. You see, this is your probably genitive absolute, Ruth. Mm-hmm. These things, when he had said, mm-hmm. after he had said these things. He is all in the genitive. Mm-hmm. It's participle plus the autos, which would be your pronoun.
After he said these things, one of the officers standing by gave a slap to mm-hmm. Jesus, saying, thus you answer the high priest.
All right, that's 22. Epontus lego, from lego, the aorist. Parestekos is what?
That's participle.
Mm-hmm. What tense would that be?
Hestekos
before, and that mm-hmm. Hestekos plain, didn't we? All right, Hestekos plain. Hestos we've seen plain, verse 18. Well, Hestos is similar, the ending is similar. If you remember what that was ending-wise, you get the ending.
Was perfect,
that was perfect. So this is what? Parestekos. That'd be perfect too. Parestemi, right. The kappa omicron sigma kos. Hmm? Having stood, that's right. And edoken was, is what? Aorist of Didymi, okay. Epon is aorist of Lego, Apocrine, of course, aorist, present metal of Apocrine. All right, so these forms are there. They smote him, they hit him, there's no reason to do so, and he had a very interesting response, I thought. Do you answer the high priest this way? See what the Lord says then, verse 23, Ruth.
John 18:23. 23. That's a mistake. Should be 23.
I'm slipping.
All right.
Jesus answered him, if I spoke evilly, badly, witness concerning the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?
All right. 23. Because they are passive of prenomai elalisa. That's what.
I guess that would be the. Is that the perfect because of the duplication? No,
well,
that's already got duplication.
Yes, laleo. That'd be the heirs with the sigma and the heirs. That'd be the ka with the kappa of the other. Mm-hmm. Marturesan, that's what, Ruth. Marturesan. Imperative, right? And what tense would that be? Martureo. Martureson. Aorist, because of the sigma, the eta sigma. And dere, or deres, rather. Would be what?
It's the present tense.
Present tense of dero. The word is dero, and deres is the present tense, right? Huh? Why are you striking me or smiting me? All right, 24 then.
John 18:24. Apestelen un auton. Anas, dedemenon pros kaiaphan ton archiereha.
Notice if I have spoken evilly or in an evil manner, then bear witness, tell me what I've said. And if I've spoken well, then why do you smite me? He really had a good response to that. Mm-hmm. Slapped in it. All right, 24 there, please. 24.
Then they sent him, Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
All right. 24. Apestelen is what? Aorist apostello and dedemenon.
Dedemenon. Is that perfect?
Perfect, that's right. Perfect passive participle of Dao. Mm-hmm. Having been bound, sent him to the other ruler, Caiaphas, the high priest of the Jews, not Pilate, but the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions on 24?
Yeah, I have something to say here.
Yeah.
When Pilatus discovered, apparently he had spying also the Sanhedrin, and the high priest that they want to kill Jesus, he offered his protection to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus rejected.
And that's the historical, that's the way they spin the yarns. We don't know from Scripture, but I know that's what the historical...
It is in Pilatus' carta, in the scroll.
In his scroll, in his records, yeah. That's how he explains it.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 25.
John 18:25. Einde Simon Petras, Estos, kai thermai nominos, epon un auto, me kai su, ekton mataton autu, ernesata, ekenos, kai epen, uk emi, John.
All right.
But Peter, Simon Peter, having stood.
Mm-hmm.
Was having stood.
So.
And warming himself. Then they said to him, it is not true, is it, that you are of his disciples? He denied, that one denied, and said, I am not.
All right, here again, the may expecting an answer. Certainly true, is it? Isn't it? Certainly not true, rather, that you... I wanted his disciples. So he said, oh, no, I'm certainly not.
Another report is that the two girls asked him.
Yes.
Another gospel, I mean.
Yeah, right. This is, they said, different ones that were there. There's all sorts of different ones.
But another gospel is the two girls.
Yeah.
Two
in John, there's one little girl that just asked the question. Now, this one here is, they therefore said to him, we don't know how many of them. But it could have been the maids at that time. 25, Ain, of course, is what? Earth, Ain.
It's
imperfect. Imperfect of Amy, right. Hestos?
That's
seen before?
Perfect.
Perfect of histemi, to stand. Okay, thermai nominos.
And that's the middle present.
Present middle of thermino. Thermometer, we get that. Okay. Thermal underwear, thermal bars and isobars and everything. Apon. Heirs to Lego. A is present of Amy, present singular. And Ernesata would be one, right?
That's
Aorist, all right. Middle of Arnaomai. Of course, it's a deponent verb, so it could be translated just as a regular present, probably. Ernesata. All right, so he denied. Then second denial of Peter. All right, 26, our last verse for the evening, then, Ruth, please.
18:26. Lege his ecton doulon tu argihieraos sun genes on hu apekopse petros ta otion uk ego se enon ento capo metauto.
All right.
One of these servants,
Apekopse,
kinsman of the one of whom Peter cut off the ear, is saying, it is true that I saw you in the garden with him.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is right. Not in the...
This is Uk.
This is not in English or another language, the kinsman.
The kinsman, that's the relative, yes.
Yeah, relative.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the Bible.
Singunis.
Not in the Romanian Bible and not in German Bible.
Well, the Singunis, let's see what the King James Version has on that. 26. Yeah, the kinsman, yeah, being
and
his
this
kinsman.
This is very interesting.
Singunis,
Well, Peter should have known, shouldn't he?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He's caught in him, wasn't he?
So Legge would be present, own would be present, participle of Amy, Apekopsen we've had, I'm the heirist of Apokopto, and Adon, heirist of Chorao. So this was a chance, very difficult to say no to. It's the ooh, expecting the answer, yes. It's certainly true, isn't it? Yes, Peter, that you were there. I saw you, didn't I? And he'd have to say, yes, that's true. I finally agree with you, and they said no. So two mays and one ooh for the Cree question. Any other comments, questions before we...
Would they have done something if Peter said, yes, I am.
Well, was his kinsman
in the country?
Maybe they would kill him.
He was.
Maybe they would have killed him.
Would they have taken him?
It could be, who knows. But he lied, and he he wanted to escape whatever it was going to be his fate. All right, let's go on to Dana Manny, page 261 to 267, and finish up with these conjunctions. Let's see, wait a minute, we're on particles, I think. Let me see here. Particles.
Yeah.
The emphatic or intensive particles on main, we took up last week, page 259, and on, and yeah. Now let's go with day. It's climacteric and indicates that the point is now at last clear, maybe assumed is true. That's what day. Used only seven times, New Testament, by all means, or that's what it's for. Or really. Really, day. It's clear that this is the case. That's what that particle means.
Mm-hmm.
Any question on that one? Amen. Another one, amen. Very rare. Meaning stands surely, above all. If indeed. Now there's amen, if, and then the main, indeed. Above all, assuredly, blessing, I will bless thee. So that's what that is. That's also an emphatic type of particle. And of course, all these are emphatic or intensive particles. Amen, on, geh, de, amen. And now this men, another emphatic particle, men. Most common differentiates from the first part with the last part. Ego men, ha de. Ha men, ha de. On the one hand, on the other hand. Hos men, hos de. One another. That's the contrasting type. Some were doing this, others were doing that. That's the usual way, but also, of course, there's emphasis with un. Men toy in the bottom of 261 is often found in papyri, similar to that men. So that's the most common usage. It has perhaps another indication there with emphatic particles, like a notable miracle was done, hoti men gar gnoston semayan, a really notable, see, sort of an emphatic in addition to the contrast. All right, then top 262, nigh, an a and nigh. Nay is used only in 1 Corinthians 15:31. It's used only in oaths, usually. Nay, ten, humeteran, kaukesin. I affirm by your boasting. And the papyri are illustrated here. Nine, now, is a strong emphatic particle confirmatory of a preceding statement with the significance of our yes or yea, nigh. And Matthew 13:51, they say to him, yes. John 11:27, he says to him, yes, Lord. So it's a very emphatic yes. Nine. Mm-hmm. And then pair. This particle doesn't occur except as another part of a word.
Which is opposite, like they say, nay.
Yeah, nay. That's right. This is nine. I mean, yes, instead of nay. Now, nay is the other one here. Nay means in your oaths, meaning I affirm by your boasting. And it's a. Now, this one, pair, according to the Westcott and Hort text, they go with that WH text again. This particle does not occur except as a part of another word. It emphasizes the meaning of the word, meaning indeed, really, completely, pair. For instance, a pair. If we really suffer together, a pair, soon pasquamen. So that's the emphatic, really, indeed, or completely. And pate, enclitic particle, occurs frequently. Number one, in several passages, our word ever suggests the force, but in the other word, for to whom of the angels did he ever say, pate. Did he ever say? Or in Ephesians, that's in Hebrews 1:5, Ephesians 5:29, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh. The second use of pateh, in addition to the ever, it's often translated with a temporal, a time significant, at that time, the pateh, that te ending. We've seen pantoteh, of course that's toteh, I realize, this is pateh. Tonight we saw always, I spoke openly, we saw that in John. Meaning at length in this pote, at that time, notice the relationship to the interrogative program pote, at what time, or at length, or once, or formerly. So Ephesians 2:2, in which you at that time walked, that you once walked in the lusts of your flesh, and so on. Ephesians 2:2, Philippians 4:10, now at length you have revived your thinking about me, at length, finally, once, formerly. So this is a temporal type of use as well as the emphatic, or ever. And then there's poo and pos. Poo can be somehow and about, like in Acts 27:29. It seems to mean at all in Hebrews 2:16. Pos is translatable by any means. By any means, pos. How by any means, if by any means, pos. And then finally, toy. This particle doesn't occur except as affixed to another word. It's clearly emphatic in its function. Difficult to translate that emphasis, toy. Sometimes they have men, toy, gar. They have a number of them added up. Paul sometimes adds 2 and 3 particles all together, see, in one.
Because he wants to stress something?
Well, yes, he wants to stress something. I wonder if I can find them in here. Men toy gar seems to me that there's one that is by memory, but if I find one in the concordance here, I see men. I mean, men toy. Now men toy is many times. Take a look at, since we're in John, John 4:27. Yet no man said, "What seekest thou?" Yet men toy. Find that?
Mm-hmm.
Mentoy. And then notice John 12:42 as one. Homos mentoy. Nevertheless, among the chief priests also many believed on him. You find that? Mentoy and 12:42. So that's sort of they pile up particles many times. Paul especially is very, there's, I can't find the spot there. Mentoy, and I thought there were some others. Ungar.
That word, homos, what is?
Homos, all together, sort of, when, homos, is that homos. What it's? That's,
Nevertheless,
yes.
Nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
See, the word homos, in Latin is, well, men, people.
Right.
You don't translate that, is that the idea?
The toy, the men toy, that's sort of, except you have the really, the solid, nevertheless, also among, it's sort of a...
When they put that in there, you're supposed to look at that and the sentence.
Emphatic. It strengthens and striking and affirms, it's it emphasizes, you see. And not alone, but it's with something else. And the toy, really, solid. These particles, these odds and ends of speech now, Robertson, with his big fat grammar over there, takes up every one of these and gives a whole lot of detail on them. See, so if you really want to get into deeper, if you find something and you're trying to find the meaning of it, that's where you can get a lot more research on it and papyri and uses and so on, as well as going into the concordances. All right, the negative particles, page 263. There are two chief negative particles, U and me, as we've seen many times. Distinction between them is real and clear, but has not always been observed. So that's an interesting point there. Modification, there are changes. First of all, oo is a negative particle spelled out before words beginning with consonants. Ook before words beginning with vowels have a smooth breathing. Ook before words beginning with vowels have a rough breathing. So the form of it is either oo, ook, or ook. First of all, oo is a summary negation, the stronger of the two negatives, the proper negative for the statement of a downright fact. Who denies the reality of an alleged fact. It is the clear-cut, point-blank negative, objective and final, as Robertson's large grammar says. That's a pretty good statement of that. When John the Baptist was asked if he was the prophet, he simply said, ooh, no, definitely not, absolutely false. So a denial in the middle of page 264, when a Greek wanted to have a denial or state of prohibition.
Begins with the consonant and ook with vocals.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And ooh with a aspirated vowel. Whenever Greek wanted to state a prohibition emphatically, he was not fenced in by grammatical conventions from using ooh with any of the moods, no matter what it was. He simply used whatever mood best expressed the idea. So it's found with the subjunctive in 1 Peter 3:3, the infinitive, Hebrews 7:11, with the participle, John 10:12. Predominantly, it's used with the indicative. The ooh is usually the indicative type of a negative. Then the second thing, when ooh or ooh-he is used in a question, its use always implies that expected answer is yes. Now, we saw that tonight, didn't we? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The third question of Peter, it's certainly true, isn't it, Peter, that you were there? I saw you with him, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And the expected answer was yes. It's equivalent to the Latin nonne. Nonne.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the carpenter's son, is it not? His mother is called Mary, is she not? And so on. This ooh, ooh. And the may, negative may, is the weaker, milder negative, page 265 for Dana and Manny, denying subjectively and with hesitancy. In a word, may is just the negative to use when one does not wish to be too positive. May leaves the question open for further remarks or entreaty. Ooh, closes the door abruptly. Are you going to go with me to the Jewish Center tomorrow, Ruth? May would say, well, possibly, but ooh, definitely not. You know? So this is the thing. When the first use of may and understanding, may is the particle of a qualified negation. Since the subjunctive and optative moods usually imply uncertainty, that's the one that's natural with may. It denies hypothetically and with reserve, and so that's in those moods, basically. Then the second thing, the questions may or may implies expect answer is no. Of course, we've seen that. Judas asked the memorable question, Meti ego emi? It is certainly not I, see. It is not I, see. Just think of that cute, smart fellow there, Matthew 26:25. We haven't met it and won't meet it in John, the Gospel of John that we're taking, but that's what he said. And, of course, that negative, a blind man is not able to guide a blind man, is he? Certainly not. They will both fall into a ditch, will they not? See, this is may. Of course, the obvious answer is yes, they will. Expecting the answer. Oh, no, wait a minute. They will not, will they not? That's the contrast. May, in the first one, is they certainly, a blind man is not able to guide a blind man, is he? So you couldn't guide Paul Agostinelli, Mr. Arson, or he couldn't guide you. Certainly not. Ooh, it's may. But then the next one, ooh, he, Amphoteros. It is certainly true, is it not, that they'll both fall in the ditch? And the answer is yes, they will. See, that's the may and ooh in the same
thing. I'm able to guide him, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. You're not sure. At least you can see a little bit, yeah. But you're not sure. That's may, exactly. So on top of 266 in the fine print, you see the many details, and ooh expresses a definite emphatic negation. May is an indefinite doubtful negation. There are various grammatical comments by different grammarians. Then finally, in verse of page 266, ooh may, in the Westcott and Hort text again, the combination occurs 96 times. Of course, we don't go along with that, but that's what they use. They're smitten with that, and of course, Robertson was too. 96 times. And that is the strong negative, the strongest they have, and it's used for prohibitions and denials emphatically. Ume is rare, very emphatic, in the non-literary papyri, Milton Mulligan says. And so, if you refuse to take me along with you to Alexander, I positively will not write you a letter. This is used in the papyrus there. So, ume, I will certainly not invite you. First Corinthians, let's see, Matthew 5:20, ye shall by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. See, ume. 1 Corinthians 8:13, I will never at all eat meat again.
That is the strong part.
Strong, ume, a strong never again. See, strong negative, no condition.
Strong negative.
Right, huh? So that's basically, is found in composition, page 267, different ways, udamos, ude, by no means udamos, ude not even, or neither, udes, uruthes, no one, udepoten, never, or not even ever, udepo, not yet, uketi, no longer, no more, upo, not yet, uten, neither. Mm-hmm. So these are the different ones. May, a less positive denial, the same suffix is attached to may. So you can have may or u on any of those endings. One has a strong denial, the other has a sort of a weak denial. Any other comments, questions on this?
No,
next week, we'll take 268. Pardon me?
I'm Turk for this.
You're what?
Turk.
What's that mean?
Well, they are Greek, but I'm Turk. I cannot...
You mean it's foreign to you?
Foreign?
Yes.
I see.
It's Greek to you.
Greek to you. 268 next time, but 277. We're going to take up clauses. We begin the clauses, and that's a very important part of Greek grammar. Any other comments, questions before we close tonight? And we're closing, let the record indicate, 7 minutes early. 8:33 instead of 8:40, which is good, since we just have our star pupil here, Ruth. She takes things in hand. All right, would one of you please close in a word of prayer, as the Lord will lead you.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise before the Word of God, which cut deep in the hearts of men through the power of Holy Ghost, because the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, they are two-edged swords. Oh Father, we thank thee and praise thee for this opportunity which thou hast given unto us to study the Word of God and this Greek language which is so difficult for us but yet so necessary and so useful. Father, help us to understand better, to have receptive hearts that we can apply in our own lives and in our dealing with others, whether with unbelievers or with those who don't understand the Word of God clearly. Father, we thank thee and praise thee for our teacher, Dr. Waite, that he spends his time so much with us, not only with the Greek language, but also with the regular Bible study, which is so helpful for us to understand. Father, be with him, guide him, inspire him with a divine inspiration, that he might be able to present easier and clearly the Word of God. Now, Father, we remember Bill. Be with him as he is in his duty and guide him that even from the tapes he might continue to study, which we had tonight. Father, now as we are going to our homes, be with Ruth, guide her, protect her, and be with us as Dr. White is driving me home. Guide us and use us that the name of Jesus might be glorified in our lives and his name be we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Alright, very good. Keep up the good work.